The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
And our roses. Bring us into the aftermath of the New York primary and a way to start our conversation today on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, who is here for, she's here for a lot of different reasons. She's a supporter. It's like, oh, running for president, she'd be my number one supporter. Right, Kara? Or maybe... if I were vice president, you'd still support me for vice president, right?
Yeah, sure. Will I be president?
Yeah, you can be president.
Okay, great.
Yes, younger, more attractive. That's it. Yep. April 21st is upon us. Yesterday there was it was the day before yesterday. Yesterday we spent some of this time here talking about the aftermath of the election in New York, the primary, and yet another focus on that. With sort of a different twist. This is political analyst Brad Mielke talking about Donald Trump. Says Trump did better than expected in New York. If you're a Trump supporter, are you surprised that he did as well? The only place he didn't do so well is Manhattan, apparently.
He sprung upwards to 60% is where the vote stands right now, and he swept almost all of New York's delegates. In fact, if you look at a map of New York, it's all colored Trump, except for this one little tiny island where he grew up on, Manhattan. That went to John Kasich, but other than that, Trump absolutely dominated the night. Perhaps even more importantly, mathematically eliminating Ted Cruz, he didn't qualify for a single delegate. He now needs a convention floor fight, and Donald Trump is going to keep pressing the idea that Ted Cruz is trying to steal this nomination from him.
Okay. The conversation goes on to focus on what happens after this week's primary in New York. Democrats calling for Bernie Sanders to drop out on the other side of the aisle.
We're going to start seeing that call from more and more Democrats, yeah. I think. He's getting farther and farther away from mathematically being able to win this nomination, and his supporters are becoming more and more, when you talk to them, more and more anti-Hillary Clinton. So it's going to become an issue of party unity, and I think that's going to happen very quickly. You even had one Sanders staffer say that they're going to reassess where they are next week, and we will see next week several states vote, and so far they all look a lot like New York with big Clinton victories. We just saw brand new numbers coming in from Connecticut showing that it looks exactly the same as New York with Trump and Clinton pulling ahead. Same thing in Pennsylvania and Maryland. So as much as the rest of the Sanders campaign says they're in this to win it till the convention, I think at least some in that camp already saying not so fast. There's not many metrics where Bernie Sanders would be leading or even close when he comes in that convention. So the idea that superdelegates are going to jump on board because Bernie Sanders won more states or more votes or more pledged delegates, I mean, none of those will be true.
Huh. What do you think? Bracing for a Trump Hillary Clinton bracing. That's a news media term. Yeah. They're gonna try to make it as dramatic as they can. Is it dramatic? Is there great drama building up two New Yorkers, in a manner of speaking? New York correspondent James Ford talking about some of the many problems that took place had nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans in the individual sense, but collectively, this was an embarrassment for the state of New York, this primary.
For voters like Jennifer Roberts in Midtown, the voting day got off to a rough start.
And so we need to vote, and you have to wait because they didn't have their act together yet, and they couldn't find the ballots. Half the time you wait until like 7 or 7:30 because they don't have things together yet.
That also happened at the same polling place where Donald Trump voted later in the morning. But at some locations with a lower average income, like this Bushwick public housing complex, the problem was worse.
And they moved their site, but they didn't inform us where they moved it to, so I tried four different locations, and neither one had me registered there.
The machines and forms weren't up and running for the first hour and a half of the day. Same thing at this Bedford-Stuyvesant school polling place. See these secure Board of Election storage cubes? They were so secure, workers couldn't get them open to get ballots and other necessary supplies for 90 minutes until police came in and got them opened. People lined up, but ultimately had to leave without voting. And when the machines didn't work at Veronica Trotman's polling place in Jamaica, Queens, they said to use write-in or affidavit ballots. Guess what?
And they only had 10 for Democrats and 140 for the Republicans. So do the math.
Do the math. Pennsylvania has a primary next Tuesday. They use a non-binding loophole primary, that's what they call it, and it may, according to some of the people that are on the other side, cost Trump the nomination. If the state adopted the delegates' rule of any other primary, he'd probably be an even money favorite to amass the 1,237 delegates that are needed before the convention. But because this is a crooked system, there should be no delegates. One vote, one person, most of the votes go to this guy. Then that's why do we have all this stuff? It's something you ought to ask yourself every single day, especially if you listen in Pennsylvania, three or four stations, I think four or five stations carry this program. What do you think? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day. What's the idea here? How dare our country make this different than what it really is? Because we've let it get this way. We've let these people with all of the control and power run it so that it didn't make any difference whether we voted or not. That's more often. I mean, that's basically what you're saying to the people in Pennsylvania. Might as well be Joe Schmo. What do you think about that? Something that's really outrageous. Here's Conrad Adderer, who talked to a Bernie Sanders supporter about the problems they faced while they tried to vote on Tuesday.
These Bernie Sanders supporters have had issues reported widely on social media.
A lot of friends are having their registration changed to different parties, whether they did register as Democrat, now they're registered as Republican or Independent, and they have to it's ridiculous.
Civic engagement advocates say New York's outdated voter registration system is all but broken.
So there are two problems, at least. One, some of you think there are three, that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump would be the nominees. Okay, so that let's push that aside. The fact that there may be four problems. There's as much money in the campaign from illicit sources as possible. And then there is the campaign, the way the process has, for a sophisticated state like New York, I mean, maybe, and I don't mean this to sound bad, but if it were one of the southern states, would you find it more acceptable? I wouldn't. It doesn't make any difference where you are. And the biggest problem is that your vote doesn't really count. And they're basically telling you that, especially if you live in Pennsylvania. Pretty outrageous, huh? 14 after the hour here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back, MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Okay, so one of the stories you'll hear most discussed today, I'm going to bet, in general circles, specific circles, general circles, is this 2,600-foot tunnel packed with tons and tons and tons of marijuana. Also, some cocaine, ton or more of cocaine. Even had its own rail system on the Mexican side. This could be the longest drug passage ever found. The agents discovered this tunnel, which starts obviously on the Mexican side, comes to the American side. But there's a question there. How do we know it started on the Mexican side? How do we know it didn't start on the American side? That some American, all these drug pushers on the American side didn't make this tunnel to make it easier for them to get a hold of the drugs that are coming across from Mexico. Wow. Six men arrested after the tunnel entrance was found. It's sort of in an industrial area. It surfaced under a trash can inside a pallet factory outside of San Diego. So coming across from Tijuana. Usually they don't try. They're not that bold on the California end. They usually do something like this on the Arizona side or the Mexico side or even the, well, not probably in Texas from what I remember. Another tunnel was found in another part of California after somebody who was looking around actually almost fell into the tunnel. So this is a find, as it were. In New York City, officers charged with dragging a postman onto a sidewalk and beating him because he unknowingly gave directions to a man who later killed two police officers. Two officers now charged with the beating of this postal worker, Detectives Angelo Papina and Robert Carboni, arraigned yesterday, face up to 7 years in jail. So what do you think about this? Once again, fodder for me to go down that same path that I go down frequently, and people say, oh, you don't like the cops. What's there to like about these guys? And how is it that they just have, it's like the vigilantes? Kareem Baker gave directions to a man he didn't know. The man himself, Ismael Brinsley, later murdered two officers and then he killed himself. Baker said he felt harassed by police and he felt like he'd been watched by them ever since this encounter, which only lasted apparently a few seconds. So how is it that these, what is it that gets into their bloodstream? What is it that gets into their brain that automatically, because it happens that one of their fellow police officers, or two of them in this circumstance. I mean, I remember this dramatic, this is something that is very sharp in my mind, this incident. But to go after this fellow this way, no. Sorry, doesn't work. 21 after the hour and good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We have now with us on Good Day Dr. Ronald Hoffman, whose office is responsible for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. This is a great site. You can go there and find about the podcast that Ron does. His website is extraordinary. Go to drhoffman.com. You know, all these people have been talking, Ron, about mosquitoes. The way for you to keep mosquitoes away, there are two simple ways that I found out about in the last week or so. One of them is these wristbands you can put on that have, what's the oil? It's not the stuff that you burn to keep mosquitoes away from your house.
Essential oils, eucalyptus and so on. Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. Cochinella.
I'm citronella.
I'm confusing that with Coachella.
You'll need a lot of citronella at Coachella.
Yeah, right. Probably. Yeah. It's like, you can also place a dryer sheet in your pocket.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you know that? You keep mosquitoes away?
Yeah, the fabric softener. Sir. Look, I got to tell you that, I am known in my circles as mosquito bait. So really? If you, or, another antidote to mosquitoes is hang around with me because they all glom onto me for some reason or another.
You're not putting the stuff in, you don't put a dryer sheet in your pocket?
No,
you don't put
there's something about body scent or genetics or something that makes some people extremely attracted to mosquitoes, and I'm one of those people.
I heard it's a blood type.
It is.
It's something in blood.
Blood type or some genetic.
They love
something.
Me too.
Yeah.
You and I together would be a pair.
Well, but they also say that sexier people are more attracted to mosquitoes. So sure that's been said, but I don't know.
There it is.
So, but I have to say that a lot of these things that that you know claim to repel mosquitoes. It's sort of urban legend, mm-hmm. and really mosquitoes do, according to the tests. You know, when they do rigorous tests, people stick their arms into boxes that have you know, literally hundreds of mosquitoes to see if the stuff really works. Fabric softener, citronella, eucalyptus. These are only sort of mild retardants of mosquitoes, unfortunately. And what really seems to work is this high test DEET, which is pretty toxic stuff. You don't really want to slather yourself with that stuff unless you really need to, because the chemicals get absorbed through your skin. You also don't want to, you know, take your toddler and spray him or her with that, because kids are particularly vulnerable to the effects of these toxic chemicals.
Yep.
So we don't really have an answer. You know, there's other people who say take vitamin B1, thiamine. You know, be going on a hike in the woods because it exudes some kind of some aversive substance that the mosquitoes don't like. Well, it turns out that doesn't work either, according to rigorous testing. So you know, it may work for you.
I didn't know where to go.
You got the right blood type, I guess.
The current issue, or one of the recent issues of the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, focused on resilience as a key to good health. And the buzz about resilience, capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. How do you apply that into your medical, your professional way of handling people? People come in and say, I'm sick, doctor, and then you say one of the things that it's psychologically bringing yourself around mm-hmm. to thinking you're going to get better, right?
Well, look, you know, I think that we really ought to consider life like a form of a boot camp. You know, we want to build up our resistance and resilience. That's why military recruits undergo rigorous physical training, because it actually increases their not just their physical strength, but also their mental resilience, their ability to bounce back when subject to stress. So I think that that's an important aspect of maintaining health.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought it was fascinating. Also, in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, there are reasons why it's not your fault that you're fat, which I thought was fascinating, because we seem to so often think, okay, you're eating poorly, so you're going to get fat, but there are other reasons for that, right?
Among which are, you know, taking too many antibiotics and destroying your beneficial bacteria can make you fat.
Probiotics.
Chemicals in your environment. Yeah,
right.
can be toxic.
Check that report out as well at the Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
You'll meet another of the honorees in the Farm Credit System's Fresh Perspectives program today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
To mark its 100th anniversary, the Farm Credit System solicited nominations of people who've helped advance the cause of agriculture. Among the 100 chosen is Dave Specht of Basin City, Washington. Specht counsels farm families on succession planning and recently wrote a book called The Farm Whisperer.
I think they look at my work as education opportunities for farmers and the opportunity to have that impact in the community. Helping to preserve one or two farms in a small community can be a major deal.
Specht is honored to have made the list.
For me, it means that this message of generational continuity is something that is appreciated and recognized throughout the agriculture community.
Tomorrow, one of the top 10 grand prize winners. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thursday, the 21st of April, we're two-thirds of the way through the fourth month of the year 2016. A lot of people are talking, and so that's why we are here, to sort of report on the conversation, if you will, from a lot of the news, the gossip things. Now, this is not gossipy, however. Well, there's some gossip attached to the situation in Flint. Once again, the microscope is on the city of Flint, Michigan, with good reason. One of the most outrageous examples of incompetence in the public sector that has come along for a long time. And man, we all know, anybody who pays attention to this sort of thing, what kind of outrageous things have gone on. The whole idea of what's been going on in the ballot boxes in many of these states as primaries are being held and people are being screwed out of their right to vote. So here's another. You have, is it a right or a privilege? I guess maybe the question could be, you don't really have a right to clean drinking water or clean air, do you? It's a privilege. That's what some would say. Flint, Michigan. Black eyes, both sides of the face. Here's a report on the first criminal charges being filed over the water problems in Flint.
With the charging of the low-level officials, Flint's water crisis has now turned from careless to criminal. Bill Schutte is Michigan's attorney general.
They failed in their responsibilities to protect the health and safety of families of Flint. They failed Michigan families. Indeed, they failed us all.
Stephen Bush and Michael Prisby of the State Department of Environmental Quality and Michael Glasgow, a Flint water supervisor, are now charged with misconduct and tampering with evidence, allegedly claiming Flint's water was safe when they knew it was hazardous. Bush and Prisby allegedly failed to use the right amount of corrosion controls to keep pipes from leaching lead into Flint's water, refusing even after they saw lead levels spike. And they're accused of rigging test results by sampling water only after they told residents to run their taps for 5 minutes or more. Glasgow is accused of changing test results to show less lead than was actually found in the water. When it's in the bloodstream, lead can lower IQs and cause behavioral problems. The Attorney General said there will be more charges and that no one has been ruled out, not even the governor, who this week pledged to spend the next 30 days drinking water from a Flint household to show that, when filtered, the water is now safe.
Right. Here is another reporter talking about the charges filed and underscoring this is not the end of the investigation by any means.
The Attorney General was repeatedly asked about whether this investigation would go all the way to Governor Rick Snyder, if there was anything he was doing in that vein. And all the Attorney General would say is they will follow this investigation wherever it leads.
Okay, so what does that tell you? Basically 14 seconds of nothing. So let's dig around a little bit more. Here's a reporter talking to a resident of Flint, Michigan. His name, the lady's name is Tammy Lauren. Yesterday's charges, she says, is a good start, but
this is where it all started, at the Flint River, not far from where Tammy Lauren and her fiancé are raising four sons suffering from lead poisoning. They blame Governor Snyder and wonder why he hasn't been charged.
In order for any trust to be restored, you know, you have to start from the top. You know, and everybody has to be held accountable.
They say the lead in the water has left their four sons with rashes, one of them with stomach problems, and all with questions about their future.
We haven't seen the true effects of how greatly it's going to impact them. You know, we've seen a lot of change in them over these past 2 years, and it's, you know, going to be difficult down the road.
They believe it was the lead in their water that even killed their dog.
The government's accountable because they allowed this to happen.
The family has gone to hearings in D.C., been in the New York Times, attended the Democratic debate in Flint. Today, she and her fiancé question why the Attorney General started with a Flint employee and two DEQ officials.
From the bottom up, I think it's the wrong way to go about it. You know, I think that we should start from the top. Go to the head.
So you think the governor should face charges?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay. He knew about it.
So what about the governor here? Here is Melissa Francis talking, excuse me, to another Flint resident named Melissa Mays, who says no matter what the governor says, the water's still no good.
The governor says that he plans to drink and cook with the water. At the same time, you recently made a video that you posted showing the water going into your bathtub. You're saying that there are so many fumes coming off this water. You have the window open that it burns your skin. Describe to us what the water is like now. Do you think it's safe?
No, I recorded that video last Monday, I believe, and it reeks of chemicals. It burns your eyes, your nose, your throat. When I take a shower, my hair falls out in handfuls. I break out in a rash. You try to cover it up, and it makes it worse. And this is happening all over the city. And so we had to reach, again, outside of the state to find somebody to help us get answers. And thankfully, Mark Ruffalo and Scott Smith from Water Defense answered that cry.
So the governor says that he plans to drink and cook with the water. You think his health is in jeopardy doing that?
No, because again, we don't believe him. The residents don't believe that he's going to drink only Flint water, and we don't even know the lead levels where he's at, because even if it's filtered, if it's over 150 parts per billion, there's so many people that aren't safe with the filters. And again, he's not showering in it, he's not doing his laundry in it, he's not doing his dishes in it,
yeah.
And no, he's not fully exposed, and 30 days is nothing. It's a slap in the face to those of us who have suffered for 2 years now.
That's a good point. Also, Melissa Francis here talking to Ms. Mays about the charges that were filed against the people that we heard about earlier.
What do you think about the Attorney General's office announcing these felony and misdemeanor criminal charges against some state officials? I mean, does this are they too low in the food chain? Would you like to see people higher up charged? Is it meaningful to you?
I think it's a good start. It means a lot to us because it is true. What's been done to us is a crime, and we need to hear that. But I think they are low on the food chain, but I would like to know who told them what to do. They were just following orders. Well, who was it?
Under the circumstances, what do you think? They're going to start and put the governor on trial right away? Nah, it's always the people on the bottom who get the crap. You know that. That's the way it works. So if I were a resident of Flint, I think, well, it's easy to say I move out somewhere, but it's got to done. This whole thing has got to have done a tremendous amount of damage to the value of real estate in Flint. So if you had a house you paid $400,000 for, and if you're lucky it's still worth $300,000, how do you get out of that? Food for thought, or water for thought here on Good Day. 42 minutes past the hour. The whole story behind who is going to end up on the $20 bill up next here on Thursday Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
45 about the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Treasury Secretary has decided to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. You think he made this decision in a vacuum, like he woke up yesterday morning and said, okay, let's put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill? Let's listen to how this got started.
Harriet Tubman going to be on the $20 bill. What message do you hope this sends to all Americans about the contributions of women?
You know, when we announced just under a year ago that we were going to be putting a woman on our currency for the first time in over 100 years, I said, it's been too long, and it's time for that to change. And I think the response we've gotten when we said we wanted to hear the ideas of the American people showed how deeply people feel about this. We've gotten, you know, well over a million responses, you know, with ideas of names and people at a depth where it shows they're really thinking about it and it really matters. I think what this is going to say is that we have to remember all of our history, the history of the contributions of men and the history of the contributions of women. And our great democracy was built by men and women.
Huh. That's pretty convincing, huh? This guy sounds like he's right on it. Mary Bruce, the reporter, asked Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, why he decided on Tubman.
Why Harriet Tubman?
You know, as we went through the candidates, the possible names, I have to tell you the story of Harriet Tubman is really a compelling one, and the amount of interest, particularly young people writing to me, where they're learning about Harriet Tubman in school the way my generation learned about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. That's great. And I think our money should reflect the contribution of somebody like Harriet Tubman, who by sheer force of will, her own determination, she was born a slave, she was illiterate for her whole life, but not only did she lead many people out of slavery through the Underground Railroad, she worked for our army, helping them as a spy, to help them figure out where to go during the Civil War. And afterwards, she was one of the early leaders in the movement to give women the right to vote, the suffrage movement. It's just an incredible story about how a person can change life in this great country.
All right, so then the question was asked, how come Alexander Hamilton gets to stay on the $10 bill?
Hamilton's always been one of my heroes, so you can't work in the Treasury Department without feeling like you stand on his shoulders. And I said from the very start he would remain a part of our currency. I think that as we broadened the lens and we looked at more options, and as we listened, it was clear that there was a legitimate desire to have a woman on the $20 bill. It's the bill that people get at a money machine. It is a bill that is in some ways the most familiar bill now because of that. And to put a woman in a place where it would be used that often, you know, was something that was compelling. And we're going to move quickly so that our goal is that in 2020, the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, all three bills can be displayed and they can go into production as quickly as possible. You know, making money is not a quick process. You have to have a lot of design features to make sure it's hard to counterfeit. But, you know, I have talked to the chairman of the Fed and, you know, we kind of share two common goals. One, making sure our money is safe, and two, moving this process very quickly.
Does this sound like pandering to you? Kara, does this sound like a pander rather than something that really has been deeply thought out? Why this name? Why now? Why?
Maybe a little bit, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to complain about it happening.
I'm not complaining. I just think that it's so obviously pandering to. I think it's a good idea, but it's like a lot of these other. We're making a big thing out of it. Why haven't there been an equal number of women and men on our currency since the beginning?
I mean, yeah, that's a good question. And it's pretty obvious why they haven't been on it from the very beginning. Because when money started being made, women weren't seen as equal to men. So if there's a time to change it, now's the time, you know, now's the time to do that. And I don't think we can say, oh, it's pandering or complain about why they're doing it now. Like, it has to be done sometime. And if it's going to be now,
why not
then
now?
I want it to be now.
Okay. All right. So here's reporter Bruce asking Mr. Lew about the role of the Broadway play Hamilton. Did that have anything to do with keeping Hamilton on the $10 bill?
The decision to keep Hamilton on the $10 bill, how much was that impacted by the newfound celebrity of your predecessor?
You know, I wouldn't exaggerate the amount of impact. Obviously, people are talking about him. I said in June last year, before people were talking about the show, that we were going to keep Alexander Hamilton on our money. I reassured members of the Hamilton family the day I made the announcement that I would keep my word. So I think I started out with the plan of keeping Hamilton very much on our money. As it worked out, this is, I think, an outcome that Hamilton supporters can be pleased with.
Uh-huh. How about you? I think I'll get my wallet out and look and see who... most of us know who's on these things. Hold on just a second. Let's see. All right. So, Benjamin, I have a $100 bill. Benjamin Franklin's picture is on that. Let's see here. I got a $20 bill. And Jackson's picture is on that. I got a $1 bill, and Georgie the Wash's picture is on that. I think Wash's picture should be on a $100 bill, frankly. 51 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. He's your animal's best friend and a great friend of mine in this program as well. So we have a lot of things to cover, including some exciting news for those of you who want more of Warren coming up here next on Good Day.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein has a big announcement. He called me the other day, and he was very happy, and I can understand why you are happy, because this is a great extension of the information that you are so well known for decades, 30-some years. Warren has been helping people all around the country, and now people can listen to his new podcast all around the world. It's called The Pet Insider, so you can listen to this podcast and hear stuff that you won't hear on The Pet Show, which is aired every weekend around the country on great stations. And I dare say you may not even talk about the things that are on the podcast here on this program. Yes or no?
Well, no, it was kind of interesting. We just did our first two podcasts, Doug. The first one was on dating for single people with pets. And I had a match, a service that specifically matches people with pets up with other single people. And then I had a woman who's been using the service, still hasn't found Mr. Right. And yesterday I had the opportunity of interviewing Tommy Chung and some veterinarians talking about the medical benefits of cannabis for animals. And it's amazing how many benefits there really are. So it's a different type of show. It's not so much answering questions as is getting information out to the general public about how to make life better for their pets.
So Chong is teaching dogs how to smoke pot. Is that what's going on?
No, yeah, it's interesting. But, you know, he's had a lot of surgery himself, but he's involved with a company called Canna Companion, and they've worked with veterinarians for 15 years and have come up with the proper dosing and the proper way to do it. And, yeah, they've seen amazing, amazing results.
So, well, how does the marijuana impact the animal? What do you? How do you get the...
Well, that was my first question. Are you going to come home? Is your dog going to be stoned laying on his back looking at Jimi Hendrix posters and listening to the Doors? That was my first question. What they do is the part of cannabis that makes people high in animals high is the THC. So the THC number is very low, so it's not going to get the dog high at all. It's just the other effects of cannabis, which, by the way, has been used for 5,000 years in medical situations. So it's something new, something interesting, but those are type of topics that you won't hear anywhere else.
All right, podcast1.com is where the Pet Insider is. Another way of getting more info from Warren, who posted on his blog in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com a question about your pet and how you know your pet's communicating to you, talking to you, and how do you figure out if they are talking to you, what they're saying, Warren?
Well, sometimes you just have to get rid of that human ego. I say that an awful lot. When I sit down with my animals, I watch them very, very carefully. So there's the whole body language thing that I'm interpreting. Mm-hmm. But I also believe this, and this might sound a little crazy, Doug, and you know no one would ever think I would be crazy. But I honestly believe that all living things have a sixth sense, an instinctive sixth sense. I believe in most humans inhibited, not in animals. So there are times, and I'm sure you experience this with Charlotte as well, there are times where I can sit down with my dog or sit down with any animal, and it's almost like we're communicating without saying anything, just by kind of looking and watching. And I believe sometimes thoughts actually go back and forth.
Yeah, thoughts are things. I could tell you without hesitation that went on with Charlotte and me. She'd just look in my eyes, I'd look in hers, and we would communicate that way in a very direct way. And I think that's what happens. A lot of people deny it, but true. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program, thepetshow.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.